Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Jake from State Farm. I may have told her server you give her the Rogers rate for her insurance.
Well, that's just fine, considering the Rogers rate isn't real.
Yeah, but I'm sure you gotta probably pull some strings or something, you know.
Look, there's no string. Here's the deal. State Farm offers everyone surprisingly great rates.
Hey, we're in. Get the Rogers rate.
Oh, did you guys want some?
When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jeff.
Honor, honor, honor. Thank you, Brother O, for playing that classic, the beautiful, beloved legend of my time, our time, Gladys Knight. So honored to you, to my DJ, Brother O. Brother O, much love to everybody. Welcome to the Jesus Show. You know how we do all across the world here on Facebook. Thank you for jumping on. Honor to the children of the world and honor to you, the best to everybody. And peace of mind to everybody and comfort to the hearts in these trying times that we live through and even the good times. You see what I'm saying? So as much as we face trial and tribulation, when you face your gifts and your treasures and the desires of your heart, that's as great as the trial and the tribulation. So first off, we want to give thanks and be grateful for this breath right now. We want to be grateful for where we are in spite of what we may not have in this time. Just be grateful. Be grateful. So tonight, feel free to call in. Call in at 516-453-9133. The on Facebook, the number is in the caption. Welcome to the Jesus Show. So in saying that, tonight, thank you, Brother O, for the threads, down in the threads. There go the number again for y'all, you know what I'm saying? So feel free to call in. This is for entertainment purposes, okay? We just chilling tonight, okay? Now, don't even look at me as a messenger tonight, please. Like, come on, man. I just chilling with y'all on the topic of who should pay the bills. You see what I'm saying? So, disclaimer. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't come to the inbox because I said this or I said that. Just chill. We talking tonight. What you can do is call in. You know what I'm saying? And share your opinion, your truth, and how you feel. Please feel free to call in. Talk with me, man. Let the people hear your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? This is a broad topic tonight. Why is this a broad topic tonight on the Jesus Show? Because it depends on the mentality of the person. It depends on the lifestyle of the person. It depends on if the person even being real of a person, if a person even being real with themselves. So this topic tonight, when it comes to who should be paying the bills. So I'm going to start with me. Let me tell it. We're going to start with Jesus tonight. And feel free, please, to call in. The number is in the threads over here on Jesus Power on Facebook. To everybody all around the world, the number is 516-453-9133. So feel free to call. Come on, y'all. Call in, y'all. Especially on Facebook. Come on, y'all. So I'm going to start with myself. Okay. Who should pay the bills? Well, that depends on what I'm doing with a male counterpart. By the way, I'm heterosexual, by the way. You see what I'm saying? So, and my little bubble, it depends on where I am in life. So let's talk about where I am right now and who should pay the bills and where my mind is. You see what I'm saying? I don't know about the next woman. You see what I'm saying? But when it comes to me, what? Not what I feel, because I don't want to add my feelings into this. That wouldn't be fair, right, to speak with my feelings. Now that I'm coming to an awakening and more whole with myself and deprogramming the way that I think, it's like, okay, wait a minute. My thought patterns are changing, so how I perceive this topic in the past is like unnecessary to how I embrace me now and self-value. You see what I'm saying? Confidence, self-love. Many of us is kingdom builders. Well, I don't know about you, but I know I'm a kingdom builder, honey. And any planet that I live on, if you call this a planet, the planet Earth, any planet that I live on, I come to leave a DNA signature. Speaks volumes, right, to be having a male counterpart, right? I said a male counterpart. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes to who should pay the bills, it's about where I am. Because now where I am, I'm reclaiming a state. I'm reclaiming a state. Reclaiming where my feet stand. I don't need no paperwork to do it because I was born. You see what I'm saying? Because I was born in the breath in this meat suit. I'm here to reclaim a state, and I don't need paperwork or a pen to do it. It's called power. Quiet is kept. Okay, and just because I am quiet is kept, it really is that simple. I don't know what you've been reading. That's none of my business. So in saying that, because I'm on this plane, came into flesh, right, with y'all, I'm a kingdom builder. What I do on this plane lasts for the next 2 million plus years, okay? It's called the DNA signature on behalf of my bloodline, okay? Because I incarnate with my same, if you call it a heavenly family or a cosmic family, I incarnate. This, all this shit matter when it comes to a male counterpart and who should be paying the bills. All this shit matter, okay? On my behalf, I want you to call in so you can talk about, you know, how you feel. Honor to everybody. So because I'm a kingdom builder and I got that kind of power, I am that kind of power. I've always been that power on this plane. I put in part with building this paradigm. That speaks volumes, right? So I'm here to leave a DNA signature, right? I'm here because I told you I was. I'm here as a kingdom builder. I'm an infrastructure ET in flesh. So that speaks volumes for the estates that I come to reclaim. My children, well, excuse me, the star children that I gave birth to are a part of my, what you may call a cosmic bloodline or a heavenly bloodline when we're not in flesh, okay? So the star children that I gave birth to have property on this planet, if you call this a planet. So it matter who go up inside me, who want to be with me. It matter who I choose to be with as well, because what you on the planet for? What is you here to do? That's important, because I'm a kingdom builder. I come here to reclaim estates, and I got the power to do it. I come here to reclaim estates for other tribes that belong on this plane. You see what I'm saying? So when I say all of that, you're right, because I'm one of your ancients. I get to the nitty-gritty. Okay, we forgot communication, effective communication. So you jumped on the Jesus show tonight. So in saying just that little bit, honor to everybody. Just saying that little bit, I'm here to reclaim estates. I built the paradigm. Yeah, the planet we're standing on. Yeah, I did. That speaks volumes. That means I got access to inside the planet. Who is laying inside me? And who going to put in on this kingdom building and this empire? Because I created a school on this plane, the school of the womb. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That's important for who the fuck going to pay the bills. Now, as a matriarch, as an ancestral matriarch in flesh and blood, right? Right? I don't have to pay for nothing. I built the planet. It depends on what woman you get with. When you get with Jesus, thought in female form, all I need to do is have myself at the table as a matriarch. So who need to pay the bills? Any male in his form that want to be with me. I say he need to pay the bills. I conquer worlds. Okay? I conquer worlds from the heavens to this plane to the next plane. All of that matters when it comes to bill paying with Jesus. I'm a female. You doggone right. I'm matriarch. I'm original. A lot of people ain't from here. That's right. You go back to your little planets and shit, your little star system. I will always be here, baby. I'm building worlds for you, and I'm still going to be here. So in saying all of that, y'all, the man, my male counterpart, will have to pay the bills, all of them. Ain't no half and half. I ain't half of nothing. I build worlds. I deliver worlds from evil. You can't read that. You would sit at my feet to get to know my soul. That's important. That's important. My womb is important. I have power inside of me. Y'all on Facebook, you in tune with that. That matters for who paying bills. I don't have to pay nothing. You know why? Because I am the kingdom by myself. And I didn't take on a meat suit. You see what I'm saying? To be taking no shorts. I'm a kingdom builder. I literally build kingdoms in the heavens. All that matter in my DNA. So on my end, any male counterpart, because I incarnated with my own bloodline, these star children, any male counterpart that want to be in my life, romance, you want to put your dick inside me, a womb of power, that shit can make you fly. Oh, you going to pay for that. Well, It don't cost nobody nothing. I a legend from world to world, baby, and I'm not a woman that don't need a man. I'm a woman that understand how to wear my hats. Peace, God, LD. A growing woman in the flesh, very ancient in the cosmos or the heavenly places. So when it comes to a male counterpart, I'm not here to play house. I'm a kingdom builder. I ain't here to play house. I ain't here to play house. And I'm not here to be conditioned by a perception that was programmed in the male's mind in the flesh and blood based on how he gonna be with me. I got the power to say that. You see what I'm saying? Or you don't see. That wasn't for agreements. It's about power. You see what I'm saying? When you operate in power, I'm talking about a power that you got to see with the eyes behind the eyes. So I'm saying that somebody call in at 516. Let's talk about it. 516-453-9133. Come on, sisters. Next track, Brother O, DJ Legend, Brother O, honey. Come on and play that Gladys Knight, honey. Unmuted. Brother O, you get ready to get on the mic with me, honey?
Yep, And I'm going to come on and say everything that she said is absolutely true. If you are in a true relationship, even when you start out with it, right? Yeah, a man should be a man. There should be no, you know, half and half, go Dutch. No. If you're really trying to court that woman, man, a real man should pay, period. You know what I'm saying? That's how, I'm old school with that. Yeah, I'm a bachelor. So I do my thing out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? I respect a woman like I respect my mama. You know what I'm saying? And anything goes after that, we grown. I'm out. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, brother. Oh, I so appreciate you. Now, y'all, come on and call in. Come on now. I have moved out of spirituality. Come on now. Excuse me. Call in, y'all. 516, please. 453-9133, depending on your carrier. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's real. I was giving you an example of some realness with me. And it's going to be more because I'm still awakening and being introduced to my own energy. You see what I'm saying? Word, that's real. Nobody taught me this. Although my father did raise me, I saw my father take care of women. I saw women, they chose the work, you know what I'm saying, that was on them. But I saw my father, but this outside of my father, I'm speaking from the gospel. I ain't just talking about no Bible. I'm speaking from the Son. I'm speaking of an effective functioning of male and female. Let me keep it right there. Okay? In the divine purpose for our incarnation. You ain't got to agree with that. You probably need a new body to agree with me, quiet as kept. Quiet as kept. I'm talking about the functioning, the divine functioning of the woman on the planet as a device to the planet. So when the woman is effective and able to bring forth her blueprint and demonstrate her soul on earth, that means that everything is balanced with her and that male, honey. And he want to be active in what he was born with, which is take. This is a mechanism that men are born with to want to take care of women naturally, honey, and use their hands of skill, honey. Not a job. I said skills. Our men are called forth in flesh and blood to operate with skills of intelligence, honey. Not just no education. I'm talking about what you're born with according to an installation within your soul. So, yes, a man, when it comes to Jesus, needs to take care of me, honey. The power that is inside of me, honey, I can stop this planet by myself. I advise him to take care of the bills. And he would have to be aligned with my children's soul versions as far as what they have to bring forth. So that's important. So what's up, y'all? Call in. What's good? Who should be paying the bills? We got women out there that make agreement with their man that he gonna stay home. You know what I'm saying? They make agreements with their man. You see what I'm saying? That he gonna stay home, take care of the children, and she gonna go work. People make a verbal agreements. You see what I'm saying? And vice versa, where the woman stay home, you know what I'm saying, and take care of the family. It's sections to this shit. You got women that don't know no better. Me as a younger woman, because I ain't understand foundation or even mama or even myself. So you have women out there, this is where she is, where she'll have a man in the home, apartment, whatever, and he really is strained on her and vice versa. It depends on where people are. Everybody don't know where they need to be in life and still be in relationships, okay? So this topic is broad. For real, for real. This topic is broad. Brother O, you coming back on, Brother O?
You know I am. First of all, I always say into relationships, you got to have effective adulting. Okay? I'm a firm believer like Jesus. A child should even know what's going on out there in the world of sex, period, as a pubescent or adolescent. They need to involve themselves with spiritual thinking, number one. And that comes from parenting. And again, Christine Powell, you can't be an effective parent unless you're an effective adult, and then it's a cipher. You know what I'm saying? And then it goes around and around and around. parenting, adulting, adulting, parenting. So get your life right. You know what I'm saying? And the young lady, you know, she's very, very controversial, right? And all the people that follow on Facebook, y'all, you heard what the young lady said. We're on the radio. Yeah, you can see her, and you're comfortable seeing her. But she wants you to express yourself on this air. Now, of course, people who people have problems with Metro or T-Mobile, our commissioner always comes on the beginning of the show. Download the TextNow app so that way you can overcome that and come on for free, no tolls. But the rest of you guys, you know, on some AT&T and Verizon and Cricket, y'all need to be ashamed. So come on here and talk to this young lady. She's inviting you guys to come on and do, you know, your thing tonight. And, again, I'm the mentor, you know what I mean, and a proven intellectual bachelor. How do you do that? Another thing, too, when you're dating these young ladies and you bring them into your home, she says, you know, I'm going to go there, right? There should be after you have sex with these women. Ain't no time of calling the Uber for them. You brought them over there, so drive them home. Again, you brought them over there, so drive them home. Okay, you didn't have your sexual prowess, and now you're blaming them, or you can't cook her. You can't cook breakfast. You knew that girl couldn't cook breakfast when you dated her. And another thing, too, and this is something that I come in contact with. Make sure that you know their families. Don't just start dating a girl, you know what I mean, and not know what you're dealing with. Okay, you can have some real demonic situations and then come back on you. If this girl or even that man is crazy, you don't know where he came from, man. She's just talking about that man for real because I'm telling you, know the person that you're dating. Again, effective adulting. After she's just talked, we got to call her.
Oh, yay. Y'all call it, oh, brother, oh, you hit something. And, yes, it's still all around with paying bills. But, brother, oh, when I didn't know much of myself and I was running from myself and I was, you see what I'm saying? Even though I was with my husband, I walked into that relationship, both of us, with baggage that we wasn't able to comprehend.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that relationship put a big dent in our finances because we was unhealthy. So our bills wasn't being taken care of because we had unhealthy thoughts. We did not know how to effectively communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
was setting energies. I'm throwing glass. We arguing. Mm-hmm. I argued with this nigga like 3 years.
You were throwing,
bro.
Wait. You were throwing glass. Lord have mercy. Now, she's not saying she's violent.
I'm arguing. Yeah, I'm throwing glass arguing. Let me tell you, brother, money came up a lot of times, brother, But let me tell you this. Money came up because we was unhealthy. We was trauma bonded. We was married, but we didn't really understand no foundation and no marriage. You see what I'm saying? We had shadows like a mug, brother, So in saying that, that caused our finances to be... we wasn't making healthy decisions, and we had mad people around us, hanging with us, all in our living room. You don't be doing that.
I'm going to step on some people's toes. You ready for this?
And then, look, I was friends. I was settled down, even though I had issues with the man I was with. I had friends that was promiscuous. Oh, my God. Honey, I had friends that was promiscuous. I had to learn this don't sit right. You can't be friends with permission. I had been there and done that. I graduated from hoism. All that shit affected my bills with this young man. So that was affecting my bills. Even the company I was keeping around, me and my husband, I wasn't even being real with myself. Then you got women around you that's jealous of you. You broken. And you ain't even being real with you facing your brokenness. That's why y'all can't pay bills right. But you steady had the sex. You see what I'm saying? You not able to communicate, man, bro.
Hold on. I got something. I'm going to step on people's toes out there. So the Jesus world out there to understand life, liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. Understand this. Now, I'm very, 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 you know, I do research on the people that I date. First of all, I don't want nobody to have no health problems when I'm dating them. Okay? That's my choice. Okay? That means I got to take on the situation. Now, if I come in and we're dating and we're loving each other, and then whatever happens after that happens, I check your credit report. Okay? Women, Understand, you date the mentor, the bachelor, the ultimate bachelor. I check your credit report because you got to have something to come to the table with me too. And it's still, I'm still going to take care of you. But hey, man, we should build together too. We should be able to not worry about vacations. We should have to worry about your bills because I'm going to take care of that because we're together, right? We should have to worry about anything. And also, if you guys take on other children, understand their behaviors as well. You know, the one thing I always did, Jesus, is I made sure that my son was a type of person, right? Always, okay, was respectful. You know what I'm saying? If I'm dating this, I'm just putting out there, Jesus, say if I'm dating Christine, right? My son's going to respect Christine, period. You know, and she's an elder. You know what I mean? You know, my son is 20. He'll still say, how you doing, Miss Christine? Because if I'm dating him, I'm dad. So that woman is Miss Christine, not just Christine. And I expect the same type of respect from their children. But, again, you know, when you take on other people's kids, you take on other people's spirits as well, you got to love those kids like you love that woman. Now, you know what I just said? It's just the same for the woman. You got to love that kid like you love that man. Because now you have a blended family. Come on, family. Let's get our heart and soul right, man, as a spiritual entity. You know what I'm saying? We are not like you. We are not like the others, man. People that call into this Jesus show, we are a different breed. So we need to act like it. We need to perform like it. Come on now. I know I'm saying something. Back to Jesus. And then our call of one.
Hello. Man, when I tell you now, I spoke about some of my past being in balance, which caused me and my lover not to be able to make healthy decisions in our finances and everything else around the clock. Now, where I am now, being ye transformed, rebirth, a new mind, now that I in tune, I ascended on this plane. My child is ascended. My daughter is 62% ascended. You may not understand that. But in saying that is just so important where I am now. You see what I'm saying? You know how people say we crazy, weird, this, that, and third. Okay, I live a very weird life. My life, I ascended being, ascended master in flesh and blood. Again, my child is ascended. So when it comes to a male counterpart, I wouldn't even have a male counterpart exchange with me unless he could remember the paradigms and the installed messages must be synchronized to understand the forces that I'm appointed to destroy on this plane. I come to dispel all evil on this planet. So all of that is important when it comes to me connecting with a male being. You see what I'm saying? I got a son and I got a daughter. They would have to be understood. See, now where I am in my life, a motherfucker would have to understand my soul. To know me is to know my soul. And then my children play a part because we come to take the planet back. And I gave birth to a son that's perfect in his generation. That's the new earth. All of that matters. You see what I'm saying? So my shit is weirder than weird. You see what I'm saying? So on my behalf, when it comes to a male counterpart, all of that matters. All of that really, really matters where the mentality is. One would have to really know my soul and remember my soul and remember the blueprint and be able to comprehend where my son is and me and my daughter in this ascension. That shit is important. So a brother, he ain't got to pay nothing because I'm not involved with anybody without those recommendations. You got to be recommended by me, by my soul. You got to be able to read me and my son. You got to be able to understand everything of our polarities and everything of our soul version. So I be chilling dolo right now because I came to take a planet back. Who the fuck can comprehend that? I can fly. So I'm single right now, and it's not because I got this I want to be independent attitude. No, I very much desire a male counterpart in my life, and nothing happens before it's time. So we got caller on the line. Caller number one, welcome to the Jesus Show. Who's calling? Where you calling from, honey?
I got to go there for 1 second, Jesus. Another thing, too. I was talking to a young lady, right? And this is some deep stuff, all right? And she said, listen, man, you know, I have a high sexual libido, and I'm dating this man. I said, okay, did you check his credit report first? And also, did you check his health report? Because men that have, you know, taking medicine, you know, high blood pressure, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Let's say working out or taking herbs, Sometimes you can't get your meat up, okay? And you know, you get to a point where you get this man and he can't perform for you the way you want him, then you don't, that's something that's going to cause a problem. You know what I'm saying? And I told her, I said, make sure that you know that this man don't have any health situations when it comes down to involvement in sex. Just keeping it real. Keeping it real. And you know what happened, Christine? That man did have problems. Okay? And she was able to, you know, listen to the mentor. She was able to say, hey, that's not for me. I like you. You're good. You know, we can be friends, but we can't have a relationship. And I know a lot of people are going to be upset what I said. So what? Caller number one, you're live with Jesus.
Caller number one, who's calling? Where you calling from? Hey.
Yo, this is C. Am I on air?
Yes, you are live on air. Welcome to the Caesar Show. Who's calling?
This is Cliff. I'm just going to put myself out there. I'm totally wide open, and I'm glad I got a turn. But all of this, I turned 50 last year, and everything, it always come back. But the main thing is that when you date a new person and then you learn and you understand, don't date a person if they don't understand you. But don't disrupt a home. And sometimes we think things that is not important. It is important. But when you put yourself in the background, then don't be mad at the person because they are who they are. So if this is me talking tonight, I'm energized because I'm staying in a hotel right now, married, and I didn't get married until, but I got 4 kids. But what I'm saying is, game recognized game, and really the battlefield is kind of even. Because everybody wants the same thing, but don't know how to get the same thing. And I'm religious, I'm in Christ, but I'm more spiritual bounded. And what I'm saying is, pretty much, sometimes we have our expectations higher than the person that we date. And
yes,
a lot of times we date people and we get sucked in, but pretty much we don't tell them who we are. And then when you act in the situation, when it's the meat of the situation, now whatever. But there are two brothers out here that just want a family. And I'm not going to hold you, but I love the fact that I can get it out. And I can say it spiritually. I can say it relationshiply. And 365 days of the year, I'm a uptown brother from Philly. And Bruce Brothers, I'm in Delaware. But I'm moving. Either you with me or you against me, but I got to be a rock for what I believe in. But you can throw whatever stones you want, but it's at the end of the day, whether I have suffered or if I have hurt, you got to take care of you first. And it's kind of really, it all spins back. Because when you had nephews and nieces and then the pregnancy and this, the whole thing, we're all trying to understand why can't men and women get along.
Right, right.
We're all trying to live up to an expectation that our ancestors put on us. For real, for real.
Right, right. And it was conditioned.
If you real, it's real. We're conditioned to be a certain way. We already... I appreciate you appreciating that a man is going to be a man. I'm not going to hold a man, but a man know where a home-cooked meal is. And after he gets 30, and after he's in the wilderness, he will come home, but have something for him to come home. And for men, and I am a nice guy, and I will say this, and I'm not going to hold you. They appreciate you more when you're gone than when you're there. And that's why more men are out here like searching, it don't matter of the income. It's unity at the end of the day.
No!
I put on the children, because the children don't know. And then regardless of whatever, they're watching us. So if they see us fighting and they're following, but we're claiming hip-hop, but are we really protecting one another? Is every man for himself? Mm. I'm going to say that. Thank you for the time. And this is Sea Gutters, Cliff, Coach Champ, and that is where I come from, because this is a situation where I'm at. And I'm living out my car because I'm stubborn. But I refuse at 50 to do the same thing that I did when I was 20. Then I was 30. And then I was 40. And, you know, whatever happens after this, I'm just trying to be here. I enjoy family reunions. And it ain't no side. I heard my nephew.
Yo, brother, it's funny. Not to cut you off, brother, but I got to say this to you. Something that you hit home, you stepped on my toe intellectually, and I love it. I'm a type person, man, where I've been married twice. Married twice, divorced twice. And I'm the most happiest person right now as a bachelor I've ever been in my whole life. I'm your old head by two. I'm 52. And now, man, being able to get into myself, to be able to love me first, okay? Listen to love me first. Now I'm able to be an effective dater. You know what I'm saying? I'm a dater. Hold on. Yeah, right. I'm a dater and I'm a diner. I love being able to not just eat with a young lady, but to die with a young lady. And that, I want to thank you for your call. But, die with a young lady, Jesus. Get a chance to be able to die with a young man, right? Or whoever, right? And be able to talk.
Yes.
And another thing, too, guys, before I go to my next track. You're gonna love this one, Jesus.
Yes.
This is the first time in almost 5 years me and Jesus, do the show together. I love it.
Right?
His situation with that.
I know.
Right. Now dining,
they're not calling in.
No, they're there. They're gonna call in. They got a lot of people calling. It's okay. And more people need to call in. Press one. Okay? You heard what we're saying. The topic is who should be paying the bills? You know what I mean? In a relationship, marriage, what have you. Now, in your dining process, you know what I mean? There should be no cell phones at the table when you're done. The one thing, I'm going to tell you something. People are going to say, oh, man, oh, you rough. So what? If I tell you I'm a busy man. If I'm telling you that, I'm a worldwide phenomenon. If I tell you that we do not need to have cell phones at this table, please follow my lead. You know what I mean? Unless it's an emergency. And tell your children. Do not call me when you out. When I'm out with O, unless it's an emergency. And it better be an emergency if I got to call, answer the phone. There should be no texting, looking at Facebook or Instagram or your Reels or your TikTok. We should be talking about how we are, what makes us tick, what makes us happy. You know what I'm saying? To be able to build upon an outstanding relationship. And two times, I'll say, since I've been a bachelor, I say, okay, you can eat what you want to eat. I'm going to take you home. Oh, what's wrong? Because you had the phone. What are you doing? I'm an interesting guy. So, you've been trained a different way. So I'm going to show you more than I can tell you. This date is over. It's over. Follow rules. Just like Jesus said a man should be the head and take care of situations, I'm always going to be the head with a loving heart. Not do what I say, but let's be better in our relationships and our dating processes. We go to another track. Yeah, I said what I said, Jesus, and they're going to be all right. But guess what? You ready for this? This song is dedicated to Jesus because this is what I'm all about. And when it comes down to dating, hey, Jesus, watch this track.
Okay.
With a dozen roses, such what astounds you. The joy of children laughing around you. It is true, the making of you. It's been a miracle for what you've done. Please stay right by my side. Two can be one, the righteous way to go. Little one would know or believe if I told you so. You're second to me. Love of all mankind should reflect some sign of the world. They're close but not quite. Almost impossible to do. Describing the making of you.
Well, thank you, Brother O, for playing another classic, another classic. We got caller number 2 in queue. Who's calling? Welcome to the Jesus Show.
This is Sekhmet L.D. Williams.
Yes, honor to the God.
Calling Missouri.
Thank you so much for the love and support and even taking out time to dial in. So you see what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Who should pay the bills in a relationship? Yep. And to each his own, you know, to each his own.
Of course, you know, see, what I have to say about that, of course you're not going to get too many callers because this is a touching on, you know, stepping on toes. And
I'm
no
like, where everybody at?
No one really want to tap on the subject and really talk about this, and this is something that needs to be talked about. I mean, it's even with dating. It's like the saying they be putting out here, you have men out here putting, a woman got to show me she can be a wife. And like
right.
I would tell any woman and how I taught my daughter, No, you don't show a man. You don't be a wife for a man to ask you to be his wife. No, and dating, you figure all of that out for you. And dating, if he's coming over to your house and you didn't cook a good meal or a bad meal, at least you tried. At least you tried, so he know if you can cook or if you can't cook. But at least you tried, and with some recipes and time, you will get better. He know if you're clean or not, because he can look around your house and see how you keep house, whether you're clean or not. Them are the main things as far as house that you should be showing a man that you're not married to. He know you're clean with your clothes, your body, so he know you're a clean person. He look at you. He know if he come over in panties everywhere, you know what's going on. If your car looking a mess, he's seeing how you live.
Right.
So, but the thing you all should be talking about when you're dating is family affairs, how your family do, what was your upbringing. How do y'all do things, the traditions or holidays or whatever, birthdays? How do y'all celebrate? What, you know, do he respect his mother? How close is he to his mother, and how do he treat his sisters? See, them are the first
Absolutely.
Women in his life. So how he treats the first women in his life is how he's going to treat you. And that's something that, in this dating world now, it's flicks and chill, and y'all go together. Ain't ask
right.
each other nothing. you just been fucked and then you in a situationship.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's all you in. You're not, then you have a child and you ain't talk nothing about this person. He believe in spankings. You don't. Y'all didn't have these talks beforehand. When you're talking about children, you should be talking about religion and spirituality. How, what is your ways, what you believe in, how you plan on education for that child, what type of education you want for the child versus what they want. You should be talking about the child upbringing, whether you believe in spankings or you believe in just talking it out or whatever the thing. So you all can talk this out before a child is even brought into the relationship. You all need to be discussing a breakup. What happens if I cheat and I have a child? You need to know her mentality of, hey, if you cheat, and I had your baby, you ain't never seeing my baby no more. You better watch your step in having a child with her. Because she means every word of that. So you have to know your foundation. You have to build that foundation. And what happens in relationships now, there's not even a conversation. So it's not even a matter of who should pay the bills. Hell, who's even communicating? Who should pay the bills is who's able. I'm not saying she can't pay the bills, he can't, because I come from a mother and a father where my father started out trying to take care of my mother, and my mother was like, it's not, my mother was the one educated. My father didn't graduate high school. My mother had a college degree. My father couldn't take care of my mother the way she wanted. She didn't want, he knew how to, let's just say this, my daddy knew how to run a game, and he ran the city of St. Louis in the 60s. Let's put it there. He ran Perigo in St. Louis. Yeah. If you know anything about Perigo.
Whoa, did you just say Perigo Projects? Yeah. Where the Spinks Brothers is from? Wow, girl, go, you talking about one of the roughest housing projects in America. Stop playing. Woo, Lord have mercy.
Where? She said St. Louis?
Yeah.
She said St. Louis, Missouri, Pruitt-Igoe Project. Shout out to all the folks that stayed there. As a matter of fact, you stepped on my toe. My Aunt Melvina was from Pruitt-Igoe. Stop playing, man. What? Man, you can lose your life in Pruitt.
Over bodies at home. So just imagine, my daddy ran that. My family is the motherfucker. Just know that.
Yeah.
Just
somebody
got
to be it.
You know, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, I play no games with nobody. It's how we was raised. My daddy was pimping dope. He was doing it all. My mama didn't want that. She was educated. She didn't want that life. Plus, she had too many damn kids. My daddy was good. He was gifted. He could have played with the St. Louis Browns of baseball, but they wanted him to travel. And my mama said, no, fuck that. He got 9 motherfucking kids. He can't be doing all that. He going to have to find, no, I can work. So she went working for McDonnell Douglas at the time. She, instead, he went to the school. He did his thing, but my mama made 3 times of what my father was making because she was a drafting. She drew the wires for the plane, how they would go in the plane. So she made that, you know, but my daddy wasn't no stay-at-home daddy. We had older sisters and brothers. I'm the youngest girl of 10 with 6 other sisters and brothers that are my cousins, but their mother died when they was young, so they was raised with us as sisters and brothers. Mm-hmm. And my mother and father, they work together. It's about communicating and knowing who you are. If you don't know, my mother always taught this. My mother I'm glad I didn't come out of a religious household where your mama made you. It was our choice. My mama and them, like my mama said, you want to go to church, I ain't waking you up for it. You get up for your damn self. She wasn't there, but she She did, and my daddy was Indian, so they didn't believe in that church stuff neither. So, but my mother came from the Catholic Church. But when we grew up, she didn't raise us in religion. And so, therefore, she let us choose our own way. So it was like, okay, you do what you want to do. If you want to pray to a God, you go ahead and see if it bring you anything. She never said no, and she never said do neither.
Right, right.
But it was about them communicating. Like my mama said, she didn't want to live that life.
Yeah.
She didn't want to live that life. So she took control. And my father allowed her, but my father still led the family. It was still, my mama ran the household, but when my daddy spoke, it was law. And you better not fuck with his woman. That's one thing you better not do is fuck with his woman. Even though we were his kids, that was his woman first.
Right.
And we knew not to get loud or anything with mama because daddy got a quick hand over there if you mess with his woman.
Right. You don't even see it coming, huh?
Right. So you knew not to, I don't care, she can be fussing. You be like, this little short little, you know what I'm saying? I could slip, but you knew not to because that big 6'6" black chocolate Indian look like a warrior coming off with muscle by, coming after you. You didn't want that kind of, if the men in Purago feared them, what you think my little 5 foot self thought?
It's funny she said that. You know, hey sister, I gotta go there. You know, she's stepping on toes again. I want to thank her for a call. And it's funny, you know what I mean? I remember my dad growing up in the streets of Trenton, New Jersey. Hey man, grew up in the streets of Trenton, New Jersey. I never forget one day, and I'm bringing the next caller. Right? Jesus, don't be laughing at me, okay? I was 12 years old. Came downstairs. I'm not 13. 13. But just turned 13. I was the 19th of July. Beautiful day. Came down and said, hey, Mom. She said, hey, son, how you doing? All right. I said, what you cooking? And she said, you know, I'm cooking pancakes. I said, Dad, I don't want no pancakes. I mean, I'm sorry, Mom, I don't want no pancakes. I want some waffles. You know what I'm saying? She said, well, you get what you get. I said, Mom, I don't want no damn pancakes. All I saw was stars. Because, you know, who even knows this one? My father knocked me down the basement steps. All I know is I woke up whatever time it was, because time was in chains, right? My dad waited for me to wake up, put a pillow in my head. I got up and said, My dad had a chair standing there. Said, what's up, boy? You all right? You all right? Let me tell you something right here. That woman upstairs, that's my girl. And I'll kill you dead before I let you disrespect her. And he walked upstairs. I never, from that time of 13 to my mom died when I was 32, did I ever disrespect my mom again. That's the groundwork. I never forget my son. He was 11 years old. And he was talking real smack to his teacher. Okay, I was going to get in for that. Then he got home and was talking smack. All my wife said, I'm going to tell your father. I came home and I hid it home early to make sure I put down discipline on my son. My son to this day, since I'm 11 years old, he's 20. 9 years. Okay, Jesus, never disrespect his mama again.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that woman is a precious jewel of the universe. And I'll be damned for her. Anything come from me and my seed to disrespect the woman that brought you here, clean your dirty ass drawers from the time y'all mean to the time y'all mean. Get it together. Get your life right. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Look at our caller. She's like, I remember. Listen, I still think about that hit my dad gave me. And we're not advocating hitting on kids, but I'm just saying that's how the tough
part. Right, you don't forget
day, right?
You don't forget
that shit. You know what I mean? And I needed it. I needed that because I felt so bad more that my dad had to put his hands on me because I disrespected my mother in front of him. My dad made love to my mama. This is me be on the radio tonight. All praise due to Debbie and Lonnie, you know what I'm saying, my parents, who gave me the right way to go. You know what I'm saying? Gave me discipline. Discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. Call number four, live with that girl, man, the nominee herself, Jesus.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings.
Holy!
And my pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. Everyone who's listening to the sound of my voice and everyone who's watching this live, we have a chance to do something to show our divine love and appreciation for the work that Jesus has put in. Before radio, off radio, during many different incarnations, especially this one. Only thing that I'm asking as her campaign manager is to simply email me at magicmanharu@gmail.com. You spell it MAJIKMANHERU, no numbers or anything, @gmail.com. And that's the way you cast your vote, because we're coming down to the wire. She is always willing, able, and ready to do her part. Now we just have to take time to do ours. Now, that's my service announcement, but I also got some good news for you, Jesus. Can you hear me?
Yes, honor to you, Huni.
I first want to say that I'm proud of you. And
oh, wait. Huni, Huni, give me 1 second, please, baby. Excuse me, baby. To the goddess L.D. Williams, I thank you so much for calling in. She was the last call. I didn't get a chance to tell her thank you for calling in. Thank you for everything that you expressed. Much love, honor, and respect to you, goddess. Thank you. Excuse me, Huni. Thank you.
Oh, no doubt. You're very welcome. Definitely much divine love and respect for the goddess and pretty much everyone who spoke. Now, I want to say congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2022, Christine Powell, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 38th all-time with the historic Darlene Lodge Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. Now, once again, we got less than 2 weeks to show our divine love and support. Let's get on the ball, y'all. Stop the excuses. Love you.
Thank you so much, Huni. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yo, Sis said, didn't you put on the hat? It was like the witch hat said, come here, because one of the elder witches jumped on. It was like a magnetic connection just because of the vibrations of her voice. So from one elder witch to another, honor, LD. You know what I'm saying? Like the hat was like, come here. I knew it was through a magnetic connection because one of the elder witches jumped on. So much love to you, sis, and always to your family, to all that you bring forth in your path and in everybody's path. Next track, DJ Brother, oh, legendary as you are. we back up and running. We back up and running. Oh, man, what a topic tonight. Thanks for that calling in, some of y'all. Mm-hmm. Who should be paying the bills? I feel you, twin, it is a spiritual topic. Not spiritual enough for these brothers and sisters. Dang. But, nah, thank you to everybody. Thank you to those. It was Brother O for calling in. Yo, much love, y'all. Much love, much love, much love, much love. Brother O, you got anything on this topic? Like, y'all touched some deep shit tonight.
That
all
I
led
said
up
what I said.
To making healthy decisions.
I already said what I said. You know what I mean? Check the credit report. Check the health report. Check your mind state. Check your spiritual chakra. You know what I'm saying? Do something with your life, man. You know what I mean? Get your life, bro. Caller number 5. You live. Wish you spy.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, tapping in with Sister Jesus out here. You know what I'm saying? What's going on out here? This topic is sizzling.
What's
this topic
good?
Is sizzling.
Word.
Yo,
what up? Thanks for calling in. Go in.
Yo, check this out, right? Now, first of all, I'm going to start off with this. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to purify your intentions first. You know what I'm saying? Don't be having tricks up your sleeve. You know what I'm saying? With, you know, ill intentions. And, you know, you're really out for alternative motives and all this kind of stuff like that. And then later on you fall in love and then wonder why things ain't happening the way it's supposed to be happening. Because you didn't purify your intentions. You get what you intended for. That's the first thing. Second thing is know your roles. You know what I'm saying? That's the first and foremost. Know that why you was created out here, brothers. You know what I'm saying? You was created to hold it down. You feel what I'm saying? The women is our company. Now, according to economics and westernized society and all that kind of stuff like that, you know, unfortunately, you know, we live under the umbrellas of liberation where the women ain't sure whether or not they want to be the man of the household or the woman of the household. And same thing with the men, you know what I'm saying, where the liberation got everybody twisted like it's Rubik's Cube out here. You know what I'm saying? Fix your Rubik's Cube hatch, people. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to them is this. Know what you know. Know what you want out here and stop frauding as well. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. Stop trying to keep up with Shanae and all of them on IG and TikTok and all that. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, just because somebody went to Cancun showing off, taking a bunch of pictures, that don't mean you got to impose this on your man,
right?
Talking about, man, we got to go to Cancun. That's being a damn follower. So all we need to do, people, is be original, be authentic with ourselves first, you know what I'm saying? Know the rules. Know your role. I mean, know that if you a man, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to hold it down. And if you ain't holding it all the way down, find you a woman that can compromise the situation along with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the jewels is at. You know what I mean? Slick Rick changed the everybody out here listening in. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Where we slap cheesesteaks out your hand if they made it wrong. You know what I'm saying? We build bricks up, stand the sticks up. Check your satellites.
Ooh, check your satellites. Oh, I like when you say it like that, honey. Ooh, another caller. Oh, Shuggy, Shuggy now. Caller number 6. Who is calling and where you calling from? Welcome to the Jesus Show.
Sister Jesus. Welcome back. This is Terry Strength. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, sweetie. What's up, boo? On the team. Oh, Shuggy now.
It's good to hear. This is a great topic. First of all, congratulations on your connection record. I see you.
Congratulations on your nomination, too.
Yep, congratulations. Well deserved. Glad to have you back. This is a great topic. I want to remark about what Clever One said and the caller before. Well, that was Hooney, the caller before Hooney, I think the LD person or whatever. I thought she raised a great point about the complexities of these relationships. You know, and a lot of times I feel like we're too superficial with this stuff that we don't really understand what's really important when we're in these relationships and what we should really be looking for. What you want to look for is you want to know that you're going to war with a person that has integrity, a person that you can depend on, that has integrity, that's able to understand the game plan. You know, many of us, we're looking for partners, and we don't know who we are because we haven't done the work to find out who we are and what we're about. And so usually what happens is we're trying to find some person to do for us emotionally which only we can do for ourselves. And that's a recipe for disaster, okay? So the first part is that we need to make sure we're able to, because you know what? The reality is we don't all have good mothers and fathers. You know what I'm saying? We don't. We don't have good mothers and fathers for many of us. And when that happens, the question we need to be asking this person that we're thinking about dating or want to go farther with is, how do they reconcile that? You know, what are they doing about that? You know, they didn't ask for that. But how do you reconcile that? Because however they reconcile it, Sister Jesus, that's what they're going to bring to that relationship with you. So these are the questions that you need to be asking. You know, paying bills, buying cars and houses, you can do that if you're cooperative with each other and you can work together. Does the person have any friends? Do they get along with anybody? Because if they don't, they're going to have a hard time getting along with you. And a lot of this type of information and knowledge is so important because babies come out of this. We don't understand this stuff, and then children come out of it. And now you're divorcing, and now you got to manage this or that. So this topic is about who pays the bills, right? It's what it's about, but it's far deeper than that. Because as some of the callers who come on before me, they show the complexity of it, right? And it's complex. You know, if you and I are getting together, Sister Jesus, what's going to be the theme of our relationship? What are we going to be about? We just living together and buying food and having sex and having kids. What are we about as a couple? How do we impact the world as a couple? You think many of us out here asking that? No. She got a big booty. He got money and a nice car. Let's get together and make babies. It's more than that.
Yo, absolutely. Absolutely, Terrence, because at a time in my relationship, I was selfish due to running from the self, and I wasn't able to be real with myself. I lied about a lot. You see what I'm saying? I was escaping myself to live through a young man. You see what I'm saying? And that played a part why I wasn't able to make help.
You represent the majority of relationships that are out. Yes.
Right. I couldn't make healthy financial decisions. I couldn't even be real with myself. I didn't understand psychological issues. You see what I'm saying? I was making decisions based on thoughts that was attached to me, but not naturally to me. And that played a big part. And that caused me to pick with my husband. It caused me because I wasn't even being real with me, didn't even know how to at that time. See, that was an open door for me to play the victim, for me to point the finger, for me to have something to pick with when I needed to be picking myself. And honestly, I'm not, what I will say is, although I lived through that, all meant to be, now I can say in the condition of my psychological state, in my emotional state, which I walked through the door already detached, I already walked into the relationship emotionally detached. My intentions was to run, but I was sick as in mentally of the world, so I stayed, but I still wanted to run. So I stayed, but I wanted to run. That's unhealthy because the mirror wasn't being confronted. You see what I'm saying? Which played another part with making, but let me tell you something. Finances was good when it was about sex.
finances.
Right.
I could get my thoughts together because sex was involved with an imbalanced spending habit. Sex was involved with a manipulated relationship between both of us that affected our finances. But when it was time for sex, we could spend all the money on the world, but when it came time to priority, it wasn't a freaking conversation on the table. Hello.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what, sister, you know what, Sister Caesar, I want to say one more point, and I can go. You know, it's very interesting about this whole, because, you know, money in a lot of relationships represent power, right? So a lot of these brothers out here, they figure if I'm paying all the bills and everything, then I get to do what I want to do, and I don't want to hear it. See, sisters get themselves set up for that because you haven't chosen a person with integrity, which means I make a choice. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to do something that's going to hurt you. But if that's what I saw growing up, if that's what I saw, and I know that women, and I feel that women only want me because I have money, then you're going to have some resistance there. You're going to have some anger there. See, this this thing is it gets deep, right? Or the woman who her daddy wasn't around and she needs constant validation, so she has a good guy and he's constantly working to fill that hole that only she can fill. She's buying way outside of her budget, his budget, the U.S. Congress budget, right? She's spending to fill a hole. What do you do about that? You're trying to be the man, right? You're paying everything, but your relationship is out of balance. And we need to look at it and strive for balance with each other.
Ooh,
that's all I wanted to say.
Wow,
come on now,
Karen.
Come on now. Welcome back.
Ooh,
and congratulations
to you. Congratulations to you and the best to you. Ooh, I lost what I was going to say. What he said was so deep. Oh, my goodness. That is so, oh, my goodness. He, like, I was kind of speechless because it was just so true. And right in the thread, this is good. Terrence, one of the sisters was saying who spoke before you that this is good, but people don't want this, paraphrasing her. You see what I'm saying? And it's the unhealthiness of the mind state. It's not about it's just the reality of the evidence of transformation that needs to take place. See, I walked in at a time, in my conditions, right, because my thought forms is more conditioned to the world. So I was either a young woman, you know what I'm saying, in my late 20s into my 30s, I a young woman who opened up the door to a man, don't have no effective communication. I opened up a door to a man, give him everything, my body, my car, money, food, home, whatever, wherever I'm living. This, you know what I'm saying? And then turn around and want to confront a man about 100 things on a list. Wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. You trying to live through this man and you ain't in touch with that. You see what I'm saying? A lot of narcissism going on. You got selfishness. You really trying to escape yourself through this man. And you slept with this man. You opened up the door. You opened up the refrigerator. And you did not have one effective conversation. You had to learn as a woman how not to stop giving everything, first of all. Ain't nobody even asked you for all that. And if a man did, what is you doing? You see what I'm saying? So I had to do some purging, some mirror work, you know what I'm saying, some surgery. And to be continued, we got caller number 7 on the line. Caller number 7, welcome to the Caesar Show. What's your name, honey?
Well, first of all, before that caller come in, they're trying to get to a quiet place. And, of course, you know, I'm going to go ahead with this song that really diseased our community, Miss Jesus. Gladys, talk about Mr. Welfare.
They just keep on saying I'm a lazy woman, don't love my children, and I'm meant to be anything. I must devote him, cut all my time, because it really makes me sick. It's a hard sacrifice. charming man. Society gave us no choice. Try to silence my voice, pushing me on the welfare.
On the welfare.
I'm so tired.
Like some fucking gods. Ooh. Thank you, brother. Oh, brother. Oh, we got another caller in queue.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm good. This is Tiana Seeks. I'm calling in from Jersey, and I just first, before I say anything, wanted to congratulate you on your connection record.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Much love to you and your family.
So I wanted to say a few things, but I have a question for you. So I've been listening since the beginning of the show, and I understand your stance on who should pay the bills, but let me ask you something. Let's say you find the man of your dreams and you get married, and let's say you're together, you know, let's say 5 years, and this man gets in an accident and he ends up being disabled and he can no longer work. I'm just curious on, like, how would you handle that situation being, like, you know, how you feel about who should be paying the bills? Like, would you in turn, like, you know, end up paying the bills because now he's no longer able to work, you know, and maybe his income cannot, you know, you basically would have to supplement his income. So I just want to know, like, what you would do in that situation.
Wow, that is a good question. And that's real because anything can happen to somebody, right, that take them out of their work ethic. And saying that because I'm the highest scientist in heaven, I know how to reconstruct his body straight like that. Number two, I have a whole city on this planet under my feet with much, much treasures. I already have a treasure to take care of him. You see what I'm saying? I'm already doing the work. And let me say this. What I bring forth on this planet, I'm already bringing in the incomes. I have children that bring in more than adults on this planet. I got a son that wrote 18 books. See, we already covered. You see what I'm saying? I have treasures on this planet. I own pyramids on this planet that I built. You see what I'm saying? My father owned pyramids on this planet. I got cities under my feet that bring up fortune through the ground that's worth a lot. So that man is already covered, and I can reconstruct the body. I can bring a body back from the dead. I can remove any disease out of the body, and so can my son. That nigga is going to work.
Okay.
And any man that come into my life, he gonna walk into a fortune. I was born a fortune. Period. I wanted the Lancasters of the world. I wanted the big bankers of the world. You see what I'm saying? So I have a fortune. Mm-hmm. That man would already be walking into a fortune already, right now as we speak. And I have treasures that come out of the ground. That right there is enough, on top of children that bring in more than one income that can take care of me, if you will. So, sis, honestly, that man will walk through the door, and as one of the highest scientists of heaven, I know how to bring a body back from the dead and reconstruct every body, sis. So he ain't going to be sick for long, shitting me.
Okay. I also just wanted to, if someone is listening, I just want to say that I have the most respect for you saying, you know, that people should purify their intentions. That is amazing to say. And I just have to, you know, get a little joke in there and say, you know, we don't want no scumbags, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's great to be with somebody or just find, you know, to meet somebody who actually has, you know, pure intentions, but it's, you know, it depends on your circle and who you're around. I noticed, like, I changed my circle years ago, and my life totally changed. You know, I watch what I do, no matter who it is, whether it's a person that, you know, I may be interested in or a person who's interested in me. I don't pay attention to what they say to me. I don't pay attention to how they treat me first. I pay attention to how they treat people who have no worth to them. That's what I do. And, you know, I also see, yes. Because that tells me, you know, and then I also pay attention to how they act when they're angry, because that tells me that it gets an indication on how good or bad, you know, that person could be to me. You know what I mean? Because if you're doing things, evil things to other people, I'm not an exception to that. That could be, you could be doing that to me one day. Do I want to allow that in my life? I used to feel like, you know, when I even have a friend who was nasty to every person but was nice to me, like, oh, you know, I'm the exception. They're not like that to me. But at the end of the day, if they turned on me, I should have saw that from the beginning. You know what I mean? I was never the exception, you know. So I have to be mindful of how people treat other people before I pay attention to how they are towards me, because that says everything, you know. that reason and everything. And I wanted to say I love a lot of the things that Brother O said today. I absolutely love it. I will be honest with you, and I don't mind saying this, but I have absolutely been the fool before, because how I feel about as far as who should pay the bills, you know, I do have a different view, but I to be honest with you, you guys are making me think. I'm just being totally honest. Because for me, I don't mind it, you know.
See, sis, I am becoming, although I'm walking in it, I am the woman who is fulfilling my purpose. I am the woman who cares for the sick and is shut in. I am the woman with great intelligence that has brought forth what is beneficial to the world. I am the woman with my artistic creative self as a wizard, as a witch, as a high priest, as a aquatic being that have intelligence to bring forth what is beneficial to the mind, body, and soul as I continue to grow, as I continue to learn, as I continue to purge. I am that woman that can fulfill a man's spirit. I have come into that, but it took me to not be that in order to become what I'm speaking of. So I am 100% full-blown. I take care of my own children, and I would do the same. I wouldn't allow another person to teach our children. That's a problem for me. If a man got a child and he give the child away 5 days a week, I don't want to be with him, period. I can't do it. Nothing. Not in this life. It'll never happen. I can't do that. I'm not able to nurture the man or whatever children he has effectively. I'm not limiting shit. I need not to pick that dick point blank. Excuse my French. Excuse my French. You know? You see what I'm saying? It wasn't about the money. Sis, can I say one more thing, baby? I'm the woman who would desire the man that rides a bike to work every day versus the man that has the car. You see what I'm saying? Because my perception now is not based on the image. My perception is also not based on the dollar that he has. Because, see, I could meet a man, and if I make a decision to get with a man who called the standstill, because everybody got to stand still through the journey, am I going to take that on? Do I understand why the man is standing still when everybody in life got a standstill moment two or three? You see what I'm saying? So that means that the man may not have an income. Where I am and where he is all about what I can align with. You see what I'm saying? So I would never get with a man, and I tell my son that. He's 17, but when he was little, I don't align with men according to the dollar in his pocket. I want to make an alignment with men according to desire, what we were born with, and is it compatible on this surface? Is it a match of oneness on this surface? You see what I'm saying? I want a man based on his soul. Excuse me, I didn't even mean to say want. I meant to say I desire a male counterpart based on his soul, not his persona, or not based on the dollar he could bring in, because the man may not have a dollar, but he can have a lot of skills to get things done. You see what I'm saying? That's more than the dollar, because that's wisdom. You see what I'm saying?
Now, listen, we got, you know, thank you, Ty, and I appreciate it. You got one more call. Now, caller, you got to be brief, because we got to go into, you know, Ngozi time, and then we're going to have final thoughts from the great, great Jesus Pyle. All right, you got, I hate to say, you got 4 minutes. Caller?
Hey, how's it going? It's Mr. Automatic Cuts Mac, and I'll be brief. You're showing love, and yes, you know, you have to be compatible, and I think love, real love is love, you know what I mean? And for me to be with a woman, you know, it's about that energy that we give each other. So I'll make it brief.
Thank you so much, man. Larry Shepard, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. I go into my Ngozi time, but if I was your woman and you were my man,
you have the strength to walk outside. If I were your
woman,
and you were my man,
great, great Gladys Knight from down in Georgia, Atlanta, and her brother and her cousins, the Pips, one of the greatest sounds ever. My thing, and you know I'm a world-renowned DJ, Hall of Famer and all that, Trump. The greatest female singer of all time, in my opinion, is that girl, Gladys Knight. 5 years old, this young lady won Amateur Night at the Apollo. You hear what I just said? At 5 years old, this young lady, Little Glass Knight, won the Amateur Night in New York at the Apollo Theater. Enough said. Drop mic. The greatest female singer of all time, in my opinion. Now, of course, tonight, we talked a lot about some situations. I said what I said. Please make sure you do your background checks to have an effective relationship with your partner. Again, effective adulting is effective relationships, marriage or what have you, having great children that love each other. Hootie Bakatoon says it's best a lot of times on his radio network program here at the Historic Network, the Dynasty, that is WBNN. He said, we must have children born out of love, not out of lust. Relationships is your business. I say here, mind your business. Tomorrow night, we come back on this Historic Network with one of the greatest of all time. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther and the Great Front Porch. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time at WBNN will be fit in when you get in. And we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Oladali Malewi Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, so I want for programming tonight? Oladele. That Ngozi with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the mentor, Oladali Malewi Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2000. Woo-hoo. And 22 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the outstanding Jesus, Miss Christine Powell, for final thoughts.
Thank you so much, legendary DJ Brother O, and I appreciate you playing that legend of our time, Gladys Knight, honor to her and all that she has brought forth as in musicianship and her vocals. Just thank you so much. I'm paying homage and honor to Gladys Knight, and I bear witness to the legend that she is, and just give thanks. Tonight's topic, as far as who should play the relationship, who should pay bills in a relationship, I do personally feel that it's about the person and where they are. I don't feel it's any right or wrong, because what I may say is wrong. If a person don't say that, if they don't see that, then, you know what I'm saying, it's not wrong, or vice versa to me anyway. So it's all about where a person is. People have different beliefs, come from different walks of life, and practice different religious practices when it comes to marriage and relationships. So in saying that, I say that to you, and I say no matter what, and I'm doing the same for those who can reach that, I'll say one thing about relationships. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. And shall those who can be together, shall they remain one? And shall no filters come in between them? And shall no unnecessary filters of the world, you see what I'm saying, affect their finances? And that is what I will say. And to me, that goes for everyone, no matter what language that you speak. Take care of yourselves. I'll do the same. And take care of each other as one in a relationship. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm done. I love you, and I love myself. Peace.